Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnees. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to season 1, episode 4. I am so happy that we are at our 4th episode on my first season. For those of you that stuck with me from season 1, episode 1, and that are continue to listening to me, thank you guys so much. Again, for those of you who don't have Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Anchor or you should have iTunes already. If you have an Apple device, please download them today and type in Shanti Arnees. And I've also just got approved to be on 2 more platforms today, which are Beaver and Radio Live, I believe it is. Never heard of them before, but if y'all just go download them, you can search me at Shanti Arnees, because your girl is available on 6 platforms. That's big shit, okay? But today, I have a special guest with me. They're going to join in on this topic with us. I have my favorite cousin. No, don't overdo it. You do too much.
Y'all heard it.
I didn't even introduce you yet. Chill out. Let me do my shit, man. Hold on.
It's your girl.
Hold on, Holiday. Y'all see what I be talking about? This why, like, our energy match the same every time. This is my favorite cousin, y'all. This is like the other half of me. Like, we are literally the same person. And when I say that, I mean it. Like, we think the same, act the same. Like, I don't even have to finish half of my words because she gonna already know. She gonna know it before I say it. And that's why she my girl. But this is my favorite cousin, Deja Carlise.
Hey, everyone.
You gotta talk louder than that. Your energy gotta be
weird. Girl, what are you talking about?
What
do you want me to be yelling?
Yes. My people need to hear you.
They can hear me.
No. Let's try that again.
TT. Shanti.
I hate when people like you do that.
I don't know if they call you on here.
It doesn't matter. Be yourself. You don't have to change my name because you think that they don't know me by TT.
I am being myself, but still, I don't know if it's like if you wanna let people know your nickname is TT.
Okay, y'all. So to clear the air, my family name is TT. So if y'all hear her every now and then,
like,
say TT.
I call her TT and I slip up sometimes. So you used to get mad. So
yeah, but this is a new me. That was 2019. This is 2020. Don't bring them vibes up in here.
You doing the most.
Don't bring them 2019 vibes in my 2020 vibes. So, okay, go ahead.
Hey y'all, so it's your girl. See, why are you laughing? I'm being so serious.
I'm not going,
It's your girl, Deja Carlise. Yes, I'm TT's cousin. And we just about to have a chill little vibe going on with this topic. I really like this topic. It's very interesting. It's a lot to talk about. So let's get into it, TT.
Okay, y'all. So today's topic is going to be on relationships and attractions. I'm going to kick it off with asking Deja, how does she feel about this question? The first thing is it normal to be in a relationship? I begin tongue-tied. Like, that's crazy. Anyways, is it normal to be in a relationship and attracted to other people? What are your thoughts?
I think yes, you can, but it's a certain extent. Know what I mean?
Right. So, are you saying a certain extent, as in,
I'm single, but if I was in a relationship, you know, it's normal to see a dude and be like, oh, he's attractive.
Right, because there's a difference between attracted to somebody and actually like acting on the attraction.
And I'm pretty sure like y'all niggas gonna think another female is bad. So
right, that shit never get to me. Like if my nigga just be like, "Oh, right. Shawty bad," I'm like, "Okay, like that bitch badder than my body." Right. I ain't even gonna trip because
right,
like I don't know. And I think that also falls with insecurities too within people. Like we really have people out there that'll be like, "Why is you looking at another female?"
And really get mad. Or I think it's so stupid when they get mad when it's like a celebrity. Like you know he can't get that celebrity. So what are you mad for?
I've had that happen to me before, and I thought it was so stupid.
It is.
I was like, "You really mad?" Like I'll never see this person in my life.
Yeah.
And if I do, so bitch, stupid. I'm all the way in the back seats of the concert. Can't even touch a bit.
What you talking about? We in front row.
No, baby. Yes. That's rich people shit. We're not quite there yet.
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. We pretending?
Yeah.
We can pretend. But yeah, you can say someone is cute and that's not an issue, but I think it when it's taken too far is when you go to flirting, like the innocent flirting. First of all, none of this shit is innocent, but
flirting is not no,
but like the flirting, that's where it all begins. Because if you start giving somebody your attention in that level, knowing you have somebody, you just have to know when to cut that shit off. Like if somebody says something, you know, say thank you, that's that. Mm-hmm. But when they go the extra mile and trying to get into a little conversation, you know, clearly they're trying to pursue you.
When you're attracted to them and start doing all that flirting.
Right.
And you're in a relationship. Yeah, no.
Right. That's how it all starts. And then eventually you're going to really, really start being attracted to that person because you're talking to them. You're getting to see how they
especially
are.
Especially if they're entertaining it.
Exactly.
It leads to different things. That's why if you attracted to them, keep it at that. You like, oh, she bad, blah,
exactly, because a lot of these niggas do not care if you're in a relationship. You give them their time, they're gonna take advantage, and it's gonna be like, oh, that nigga girl texting me right now type shit. Like, no.
Moral of the story, you can be attracted, but keep it at that. Like,
exactly. You think somebody cute, that's that, but never act on your on the attractions.
Right.
Something else that I wanted to get into, because a lot of people really think that cheating is a motherfucking mistake, and it is not.
But we'll definitely not.
We'll get into that in this topic. Deja, is cheating a mistake or a choice? What are your thoughts?
No, it is not a mistake.
Okay, let's.
If somebody said that's a mistake, they just want to be a cheater. And
I want you to explain to me, why do you feel like it's a choice?
Because you should be able to have control of yourself. That goes back to being attracted to a person. If you're attracted to them and then, you know, y'all start all that, start talking and stuff, and you in a relationship, that's already cheating right there. And then if you go that extra mile and have sex, that's just not controlling yourself. How is that a mistake? When a mistake, no. How you did all that and it led to sex. You know, sex, something in between that leads to sex, like the talking, texting,
yes,
all that stuff. That's already cheating from the get-go.
Agree. I just feel like children make mistakes. We're too grown. That saying, when you're too grown for this, is real.
That's what I'm saying. They still be little kids.
It's real. You too grown to not know or to feel like it was a mistake. And if you genuinely feel like it's a mistake and you go back doing it again, at that moment, it's a choice because you're still doing it. And people, if somebody cheat on you, don't forgive them. You should never forgive them for cheating on you, because that just gives that opens up the window.
It.
Yes, that opens up that window for them to just keep doing the shit.
And if you are going to take them back, which it happens.
Yeah, it does. I've seen
make them work for it. Don't just
go right back. Be right. you gotta put your foot down. You have to really show them, like,
believe that you really left them.
Make that nigga a believer.
Even if you know that you really ain't leave him, like, you know you gonna go back. Make him think that you done left.
Bitch, I'll start going on dates. Right. Everything. Like, let him know, like, you got options too.
Right.
His ass gonna feel it. I just feel like it's a choice, because I feel like when a guy cheats, they're being greedy. Because you already have something. Why are you going out,
you know? Being greedy and selfish.
It's greedy and selfish. Why are you going out and putting up your priorities second? Well, obviously, they're not a priority at this point, because you put that person that you supposedly love second for somebody
for self-satisfaction.
For what? And it's just like, don't say sorry. You're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. Because if you didn't get caught, you're going to continue to do it just for yourself. Just to get that self void.
That's why when you catch, like, a dude cheating, I just automatically think they've been doing it. Like,
exactly. Ain't no way that shit just happened. Like, and this is my... This is my biggest pet peeve in that. Because I feel like if we're dating, we're adults. So, we're not even dating. If you my nigga, and we're adults. If you feel like something isn't satisfying you, I feel like that's something that should be said. Like, yeah, that's something that we can talk about and, you know, work on. Don't go seek that in somebody else. Like, I don't know. I don't understand how somebody can just be so grown and just make the choice to just make the wrong decision when it's something that can be discussed. Like, know how to have adult conversations to the point and be comfortable with your partner to come to them and just be like, hey babe, like, this is what's bothering me, or I feel like, you know, we should try this. You know, it's nothing wrong with coming to your partner and letting them know that.
Yeah, it don't even be that. They be wanting their cake and eat it too. They just wanna...
For some, they do.
Yeah.
For some people, they do just wanna be greedy and have their cake and eat it too. And some people, they just feel like, oh, my girl don't do this, my girl don't do that. And it's just like, tell her. And the same thing with it ain't just dudes. Dudes aren't the only ones that's out here cheating. That same thing goes for the ladies. If you feel like your nigga ain't doing something, tell them. Because I know me, I'm very blunt. I'll be like, damn, like, I don't want to hurt his feelings, but this is what I want.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is they don't be wanting to hurt people's feelings.
But at that, you know,
it's going to hurt their feelings more if they find out, you know.
Exactly. At that moment, I throw my big girl panties, and I'm just like, look, this is what I want. I think we should try this, and we need to spike it up. We can do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. And that's that. Now, they ass just don't want to fix the situation. I mean, that's a problem. I mean, again, that's when having an adult conversation comes into play. If y'all don't know how to communicate, y'all shit will go left every fucking time. And at that point, at that point, just break up. Shit. Is it a mistake? Hell no. Like, why are you even attracted to someone to the point that you have to cheat? And if it was a mistake, if you got to that point to where you feel like something is about to happen, why not acknowledge it and just be like, this is a mistake. I shouldn't be doing this. I have somebody. Because if you did cheat, if you did get to that point and you come to your partner and be open with them and be like, look, this and that happened, word for word, you know, but I did stop it before it could happen because I realized that's not what I wanted to do. I don't want to hurt you, blah, blah, blah. That's something that I say that a woman can forgive their man for or a man can forgive their woman for. I mean, they're going to have... Exactly. Honesty is the key. Like, of course, they're going to have, like, those flags where they're questioning everything now. But it makes it 10 times better because you were honest and you stopped it before you could even, you know, actually fully cheat. But when you continue with it, oh no, nigga.
Right.
It ain't no mistake.
You have to hear from somebody else, like, oh, your nigga doing this. Oh, blah, my God. Blah, blah. That just makes it 10.
Please don't have me out here looking stupid.
Worse, because now you got me looking stupid. I'm embarrassed. Like, no.
And if y'all don't know nothing about me, one thing about me is I do not play about my character. The moment I feel like my character is being tampered with, oh, it's up. It's like, damn everything else. Like, bitch, you got me looking dumb. Okay? And that ain't even me. So,
right.
It's up from there. What else?
That'd be so childish. That's why I need a grown man.
Exactly. I just feel like when you're in that thought process of, oh, you feel like you're about to cheat, or you feel like your partner isn't doing this or doing that, I just feel like all those thoughts are already in your mind prior to you making that dumbass decision. So why not just come to your partner to fix it versus being greedy and being satisfied by others? That's the shit I don't like. Like, nigga, talk to me. Let me know what's up before you got there and do something stupid and have me looking foolish. Cause, baby,
they don't hear us though.
I know a lot, and I really just, but you know, I'm a woman first. Like, I would hate to be that female that's just like, oh, my nigga ain't doing this. My nigga would never. Like, I'll never say what a nigga won't do because you
hell
just
no, because they'll have you real full.
Exactly, and I done been on that side, and man, I mean, but I was never the type to be like a never, you know, would never yeah. try me, but. You know, I've been cheated on before, so it was just like, damn, like, that's crazy.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. A lot of us don't deserve that shit. Like, whew, this is why.
This is why. Don't even get me started, man.
This is why I'm happy that I'm single right now.
Yes.
And that I found myself and know myself and know my worth, because mm-hmm. I evaluate off my self-worth. Like, I would never put myself in a situation to where I feel like another person, another human being can hurt me and just take that out of me and make me feel like I'm nothing. So before I ever get myself involved with another man, I'm gonna date you because I want to know who I'm dating. I want to know how you were raised. I want to know where you come up from, so I can know how if I view you on that, I'm gonna know how you're gonna treat me.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that anyway.
Exactly.
But that's what's wrong. People be rushing into things. Like, no, you're supposed to do all that.
Exactly.
You call yourself in a relationship with someone.
And I get questioned all the time, like, you don't have a boyfriend, or you don't want a boyfriend? And it's like,
no.
It's not that I don't, honestly, but it's not that I just don't want a boyfriend. I just don't have no more time to waste. Like, I just honestly feel like if your intentions are not pure, if your intentions are not to build, do not pursue me. Mm-hmm. Because I'll be 25 in 2 months. I don't have... Oh. Okay. See, now, this is why... You do a lot. You really do. Because don't call me old. Don't call me old. You do too much.
I'm just kidding.
Dang. Anyways, I just feel like I don't have no more time to waste. So it's just like, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to date. I'm going to, like, so if any, like, for, and I'm honest with all the men that I talk to. I'm going to let them know, look, this is not what I want right now. If you're trying to pursue me for a relationship, let me date you, because that's just the place that I'm in my life right now. Like, I cannot uphold another relationship that I just, you know, that you just jump into and just not knowing. Like, nobody ever wants to just not know. That's the worst thing to do, is to not know. And I don't want to be out here clueless on who I'm dating and then later on down the line be like, damn, like, he wasn't like this before. Like, no, I don't want that to be me. I want to know who I'm dating. So, and I want to make sure I do a great evaluation on this nigga so I can know that, you know, he won't try me on no shit. Because, like I said in my first episode, self-love is everything. If you don't have that, a nigga can bring you down to your lowest of point just by cheating on you. Because then you're going to question yourself, is that me? Like, is it me? Like,
no, everyone not going to question themselves, because I shouldn't ring.
There's people out there who will, though.
I know some people will. Probably there's most girls will, but some girls not.
Yeah, bitch, everybody ain't like us. Everybody ain't for tough like our ass. We really got bitches out there that, you know, that but shit makes them insecure.
But I feel like everyone is, like, at that point sometime in their life. You know, when we was younger and stuff.
Younger.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because even when
I know, but still, it's still situations. Like, you have to realize after a while, like, once you realize and you start to, like you said, love yourself, then you learn.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not to, you know, it's not you. It's they ass. Fuck.
Bitch, shut up.
They ain't have nothing to do with me. Nothing.
Bitch, you cheated. You cheated. I mean. And also, I did want to say that too. Most of the times when dudes do cheat, they're going through their own insecurities too.
Right.
They're not secure. They don't know who they are. They're not secure within themselves and, you know, with their self-worth. So they go venture off on other people because they still trying to figure out who the fuck they are. So that's that little boy shit. I ain't got time for it. I just want whoever my mystery husband is, I need a God-fearing man, a man who knows who he is, and he came from a great upbringing and know what it takes to treat a how to treat a woman. Like, I know most people are like, oh, she want a little gook.
No,
and it's
even.
Not even that. Like, bitch, I can have the hoodest nigga ever, but if that nigga know how to treat me,
right?
Like, that's what it comes down to.
And you can still be God-fearing.
Exactly.
And you don't have to go to church all the time, every day. You can still be God-fearing and not do all that.
Exactly. So I just feel like a lot of people just need to understand that, like, it's not the appearance on somebody. It's not on, he too good, da, da, da. It's not even that. Like, he know how to treat me. And I'm down. I'm on whoever team or who know how to treat me. And that's that. I'm not finna settle for nobody who just, you know, put on for me for the internet. Like, bitch, no. Because behind closed doors, you're cheating. No. Bitch, tell the world about me. And treat me right behind. Matter of fact, we don't even got to be on social media. None of that. Like.
Like, both of y'all be off social media? What do you mean?
Like, bitch, because a lot of people feel like they go to social media for validation.
Nah.
I don't need that.
So, what if he just, like, because, you know, there's two different dudes. It's those dudes that, you know, they don't even care about social media. They barely be on there. If they have, like, an Instagram, they barely post on there. Like, you know, stuff like that. And then there's those other dudes that, you know, they post everything or, you know.
I just feel like.
So if he don't post you, I mean, he don't even have to be, like, doing the most and posting all the time. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a difference when having a private relationship and you being private. Like,
we can be private, but people still need to
exactly
know,
like, let it be known that you're taken, but the world don't have to know our shit. Like,
right. But people need to know. So
exactly. Like, I don't want to be that girl to be like, he posts me all the time. And
no.
Like, no. Like, I don't need internet validation. But however, these bitches gonna know you are taken.
Right.
That's what I mean by that.
Period.
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 That's just on that. Like, I don't know. I just be wanting to know, like, at what point is people gonna realize, like, that shit played for real? Like, why be with somebody if you feel like you gotta do all that? Let me go. Like, before, if you feel like you finna cheat on me, break up with me before you do.
They don't do that.
They don't. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
They want you and everybody else.
So, and that's crazy to me. Like, why are you so greedy? That's fat ass. Like, why the fuck are you so greedy? Why are you so greedy? Like, no. Let me go. Like, I just feel like, let somebody else who appreciates me and values my time have me. Like, you're not doing it. Why are you being so selfish? But bitch better than me, because the moment I know, bitch, I'm out. But you ain't finna tell me shit. You're not finna keep me and have your cake and eat it too. Mm-mm. And if I do stay, guess what? I might be eating me some cake.
I can stand, period.
Regardless, but we got people out there that's just dumb. That's gonna be like, okay, he don't want me to go nowhere. Okay. I'm gonna stay and do the same thing. Me as fuck. Definitely me, because bitch, I like for a bitch to feel it, bitch. No. I like for somebody to feel. I want you. I am the one. Hold this. I am the one that's gonna be like, you're gonna, before I leave, you're gonna feel my pain. Before I make any decision, you're gonna feel my pain. So when I do leave, you're gonna be hurt and I'm gonna be gone with somebody who already, like, who doing what they supposed to do. That's that. I play get backs. God still working on me.
I don't got time for that.
God still working on me. But I ain't with nobody, so I can do what the fuck I want to do.
I don't be having energy for that.
I can do what I want. Anybody who feel like they don't want me talking to this person, listen.
Well, yeah, because you ain't no
exactly. And I need people to understand that too. You ain't with that nigga. Do you, sis?
Right. I hate when people be committed to, like,
somebody they're not.
Y'all don't have no title. They don't even claim you.
And I mean,
can't do that.
If you feel like, oh, that's your favorite nigga, let that be your favorite nigga, but do not hinder yourself from anybody else. Because if somebody tell me they want to take me on a date, guess what? I'm going on that date. Like, I'm not finna be like, oh, I don't think I should go because what if this and this and that? Fuck that nigga.
Right, you heard about people being mad, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
You probably do him. Like, what are you saying?
Fuck that nigga. I'm going on this date, bitch. I'm finna post my little picture, date night. Who? Like, no.
We single.
Exactly. Don't do that to yourself. Do not just give your time to one person. If somebody else trying to, you know, do something with you, I mean, you single, be single, be free, explore, but don't be entitled to somebody and they over here fucking around with Taquisha Laquakwe and
girl.
They out here doing whatever, God knows what and who. Listen, y'all have to just let these niggas know. Show them niggas you have options. Single or not, let a nigga know you have options. Ooh, child.
You felt that pain?
I felt that. That shit crept through my soul. Like pure water. I felt that. It was refreshing.
Bro, you extra.
I have revived of that. Preach, sister, preach.
So extra.
I'm just saying. Mm-mm. Okay. I feel like we covered everything on that whole tip. Shit. Stop laughing so much?
Because you looking at me laughing. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm being so normal right now. Like, if y'all... Because this girl talking about something, don't come on my podcast being all goofy and doing all that. I'm being so normal. I'm being normal as possible. And this girl looking at me busting out. She want me to act up. That's what she want.
Y'all
me to
don't
do.
Understand, bro. I laugh so much because we really, like, on a daily, it's like half retarded. And we would really look at each other and laugh. And she's trying to play, like, she's trying to downplay the situation, like, the shit ain't funny right now. She trying to downplay it, like, she ain't laughing, like, because she know the shit funny.
Because it's funny because you're laughing, and then you'll look at me. Okay. I'm laughing, but you want me to be extra with it, like.
I don't. I never said any of that. Yes, you That's do. Crazy. It's crazy because that's what you want.
You want me to.
Bro, you want to really argue with me about this. This is what I be talking about, bro. She want to argue about dumb
she
stuff.
She told me to be normal and don't be doing all that. So that's what I'm doing.
Give me my wine glass because right now you're doing a lot. Wine, bitch. What he said on the movie.
I don't know what movie you talking about.
That's crazy that you watch Netflix.
Yeah. I don't want to watch TV.
Okay, for real. Please.
No.
Please.
Don't do this on the podcast.
Pour me some wine. Okay, for real. Y'all know what she just said.
Shut up.
She's talking about. Woo! She's talking about. Come on, I have a bedtime.
They I said, know.
You're a child.
No, I am grown.
Let's get into I'm these old, questions.
Actually, and I have a job. Brr. I have to be 2 in the morning. Brr.
Me too. Anyways, let's get into these questions. I don't have time for this. I got a bedtime.
Nah, bitch, wanna have a bedtime.
Okay.
Like me.
You do too much. You do way too much because what makes you think I want to be like you? No, hold it. Okay, for real. Okay, the first question is, this one about to speak to me. How to get rid of a toxic person.
You going to hell.
I'm speaking in tongues, baby. I'm not going to hell. That spoke to me.
This girl is so funny.
Ooh,
what was the question?
I felt that in my bones.
Because you kind of made me forget.
How to get rid of a toxic person. Deja, I'm going to let you do it.
How to get rid of a toxic person?
First of all, sis, it's hard as hell. The hardest thing. It's so hard to get rid of somebody that's toxic. Because before they came toxic, y'all obviously...
It's different. It depends on what the relationship was with the toxic person.
Right.
If, you know, if it was a toxic person that, you know, you was dealing with... say if it's like, you know, a relationship. If you was dealing with it for a while, if you just met the person and you find out they toxic, it's not hard.
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, it's no, baby. Like, I got to cut him off because he already showing me this and this and that. You know, that shit is easy to do. But when you have already been, like, dealing with a person for a while, right.
And get attached, that's a whole different story.
It's so hard.
And it's hard. But...
Because it goes back to the person. It's just like, that's somebody that you know. That's all you know. So you'd be like, dang. Like, then you start comparing. If you do meet somebody else, you're going to compare that person to the person that you already know. You'd be like, dang, like, this person don't do this. This person did that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I ain't used to this. And then that eventually drives you back to the toxicity. Mm-hmm. And you can't get away from it. It's just something that you have to really, honestly, truly want to let go. And if you don't want to let go, I mean, your ass just gonna be stuck forever with that toxic shit.
It takes time.
It does. I can't just like necessarily rule it out because my ass is going through that same situation. It definitely takes time. But I've been preparing myself. I've been molding myself to know how to get rid of this person. And so far, I've been doing good. So, I mean, if you want me to give you advice, you have to be serious because I ain't gonna sit here and give you all my...
I can really give y'all some advice right now.
I can't give you all my advice. All my advice. I can't give y'all my advice and you go right back to that person because then I'm gonna be looking like, bitch.
But that's what happens. We all do that.
That's what I'm saying. But she wants to know how to get rid of him. You have to be for real, for real. Like, if you really want to know how to get rid of
him. That don't mean she got to do it right now. As long as she know...
If she don't do it right now, she ain't gonna ever do it. What are you talking about?
Yes, she will.
How?
TC, we all done been there before.
So you mean to tell me she wants to know how to get rid of a toxic person just to sit there and dwell on how to get rid of a toxic person?
She probably just, you know, she probably, that's what she wanna do. She probably wants to do, you know, get rid of that toxic person. So, you know, she probably just want advice about it. That don't mean she doesn't have to react on it right now. As long as, you know, she just probably wants some advice. She probably want to, but it's just not that time yet. She's not ready.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Because, like, we all done been there. Like, we know. Like, right now, you know you want to leave that nigga alone, but...
Okay. Let me stop.
You know how to get rid of a toxic person. And
right. I don't know. I mean, my mind is a little bit stronger. Like, I have my moments where it's just like, I'm about to go be a weak bitch. Like, and I'll even text Deja, I'd be like, bro, I was a weak bitch. Like, I definitely have my moments like, damn, like, I was doing so good and I just slipped up. But lately, you know, I've been to the point where I'm just like, this nigga got me really, really fucked up if he thinks.
Yeah, because you fed up.
Yes.
You fed up after a while. That's what I'm saying. People have to get fed up. Like, you
really it goes to that saying, like, you gonna know when you're ready.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna keep saying, oh, I'm done with him. Da-da-da-da-da. You gonna say it a lot
you
of times.
You gonna know when enough is enough.
But you gonna know when you're ready for sure. Because you gonna, like she said, you definitely gonna act on it when you're ready. Like, right now, this nigga begging like he sweat. Because he know. Play no games when I'm serious. Let me stop. Let me stop playing. Because if he hit this podcast, he's going to be like, bitch.
Oh my gosh.
But no, yeah, honestly, that's the best advice that we can give. You're going to know when you're serious. But when you are serious, you're going to be fed up.
Advice?
I don't know if we really did. Oh, no, we didn't. Okay, I can tell you some of the things that I did. Like, my first few steps, I started telling him, honestly. I started telling him, like, look, like, I ain't happy. You know, like, I gave him them forewarnings. Like, nigga, I'm about to leave soon. Like, tying up. But I let him know, like, look, I'm not happy. Like, you doing too much, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of hearing this. I'm, you know, like, or I'm, even if I didn't hear anything, it's just like, you, like I said, you can, in my last podcast, you can feel the vibes on somebody. Like, you're gonna get tired of feeling like, you know, they treating you a certain way and you're not getting what you want. Like, you know, you just peep energy, and sometimes you just, that's some shit you just don't want. And you have to know what you want, and I know what I want. So I started letting him know what I wanted from him. And, you know, he would... I ain't finna put y'all in my business. But I just started off with letting him know. And then eventually, when I felt like he, you know, was playing with me and just wasn't taking it serious, I started, you know, I was always talking to other people. But, you know, like, I was just talking to him heavy. But I started giving other people my time, my attention, and... Not even like, I even focused, but went back to focusing more on myself, and that helped a lot too. And I started to block him. sometimes that don't work because niggas find ways. They'll no caller ID you to death. pop up, all of that. But you have to be strong. Like I said, you have to know what you want. Like, I done blocked this nigga. He done found ways. And now it got to the point where it's just like, okay, I can't block you no more because clearly that don't do anything. So I just started ignoring him. And they will hit you up every day. You just have to have control. Because there are so many times he done text me a million times back to back, especially when he know, like, I read the message. I was like, dang, I want to text back so bad, but I don't want to, like, feed into, like, I want him to know how serious I am. You have to just have that self-control. Because if you give in, they're going to be like, oh, she ain't going nowhere. Like, they're going to have that confidence. Like, she here. Like, she here to stay. Like, she's saying she want to leave, but she ain't going to go nowhere. And when they get to that point, and they actually feel like you stuck, like, you, you stuck. Like, you have to want it for yourself. So, that's the best advice I can give. Be strong. Have that self-control. And ignore that nigga. Put more time into yourself. Put more energy into yourself. Or if you do have somebody that you can fall back on, you know, if they're trying to show you that attention that you want and, you know, do the shit that they want to do, that you want them to do, go for it. Like, never, like we said, never hold yourself back from anything. So if you feel like giving somebody else your time and attention is going to help you get over that person, do it. I hear it all the time. You get over one person by going to another. People do it all the fucking time. If you feel like
sometimes
that's...
Sometimes that don't help.
Sometimes it do help people, though.
Sometimes it do, yeah, but...
You have to find your... what's the word? You have to find your method. You. Yes. Yeah. Find your method. What you feel like what's best for you that can help you, that's what you gotta do, because... That's honestly what I had to do. Like, I tried everything, and it didn't work until I was just like, okay, you got to show him. Like, you got to be for real, for real. I mean, and then sometimes, like, it get to a point where they feel like you are showing them. And sometimes, you know, you have those dudes that is going to want to try to do right. But then, even then, don't let up on his ass, because, bitch, he showed you who he was the first time. Believe who that person was the first time. Like, you got to make him work. Know your self-worth. Okay, we spent too much time on that question. Woo, Jesus. That went through my soul. That was fresh water. Okay. Next question. What's your advice for someone who is dealing with depression? What you think?
I feel like you just have to maybe find a hobby, do things you like.
Right, find that inner peace.
Yeah, just, you have to find something to keep your mind focused.
Keep you happy.
Of the depression. Whatever making you depressed, you gotta keep your mind off of it.
Get out. Do not have yourself trapped up in the house, because that's not going to do anything but make you, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to feed into that depression.
I mean, even if, like, you don't have any money to go anywhere, you know, take yourself out somewhere nice. Go to the beach. The beach is free. Go, you know, places like that. Just, you can even have, you know, your friends, little girls night.
Right, because I've definitely had my moments where, like, I'll hit my girls up, like, I just want y'all around me. Like, I did that one night. I was like, let's have a game night, y'all. I just want y'all around me. Like, I just want good vibes. Yeah. Like, and they all came over, and we had, who ended up coming? I don't even know. But I just had, a few of my people come over, and we had a game night, and that was that. And it made me happy, because I didn't want to be stuck in that place.
Yeah, and to keep your mind off of it.
Right. You just got to find your happy place. Find your inner peace. Do things to keep you active. Don't ever let yourself get to the point where you're just, like, alone and you just don't know what to do and you're just sitting there, like, stuck in your depression. Mm-hmm. Be strong and pull yourself out of it and just keep yourself active. Just keep going. Don't give up. even if you feel like you just need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. Like, don't keep it. There's a lot of people who suffer with depression and they keep it to themselves and nobody will ever know that they're depressed. Like, it's not good to keep that, those inner thoughts within yourself. It's always good to speak on it.
But I mean, some people don't have anybody to talk to. So when you don't have anybody to talk to, I feel like you should just, first off, pray about it, talk to God about it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to heal yourself. It's different ways how you can heal yourself. And, you know, just, I don't know.
What, sometimes,
because, you know, when you do talk to people, like, what can they do for you? Like, I mean, it's,
you have to go to someone that you can trust, because a lot of people are not, you shouldn't, you don't have to,
even if you trust them. Like, if you go into
somebody who won't judge you, though, because you have people that,
different. If you go into them to vent, okay, that's fine, and you trust them, vent to them. But sometimes, I know, like, me personally, if I'm feeling some type of way, I get, like, in my little moods where, like, not depressed, but, you know, on my way to being depressed, I don't really talk to people. Like, I'll just deal with it myself. I'll talk to God. Mm-hmm. Or I'll write.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah. I've
found hobbies,
right,
and like things that I like to do to make me feel better.
Right, like with me, painting is my peace. Like I if you ever see me like posting, I'll just be like, painting is my peace. Like I say it all the time, because it is. Like, I'm my best self when I'm doing something that I love.
Yeah.
I've even had my moments, like, it wasn't like into like a depression, but it was something that made me down. I talked to my mom about it, but even if I felt like that wasn't enough, I wrote it down in my journal. Like, I wrote everything that bothered me.
Like, sometimes you can talk to somebody, but it doesn't solve anything.
I wrote it down. Everything that bothered me, I wrote it down in my journal. I reflected on it. I reread it. That's what I mean by reflected on it. And then after I felt like I got that out and I felt like that's no longer how, you know, I want to feel about myself, I ripped it out and I got rid of the paper. Never see it again. Like, mm-hmm. That's another method that you can do.
Yep. You can also burn it.
Yep. Okay. That's that. I hope you were able to answer your question. Next question is how to really stick to celibacy. Woo! Stay strong, baby. Stay strong. Because temptation is hard. It's hard. That's nothing to play about, though.
Yeah.
If you want to be celibate, you can't play no games with. You have to be serious, because if you be like, oh, I'm being celibate, blah, 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 you turn around and go have sex with this nigga, right, ain't nobody going to take you serious. They're going to be like,
not having sex for a week is not celibate. Like,
right, you just took time off to not have sex. Celibacy is something, like, I want people to understand the real definition behind it. That's something that you are sticking to. Like, that's a promise to not have sex until you're with your husband. Like, you have to understand the seriousness of, or, you know, of not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be like, child, I ain't have sex and this and that, I'm celibate. No, because if you had a chance to fuck, your ass gonna fuck. Mm-hmm. Right. You gonna have sex.
It's hard, though.
It is. It's very hard.
Yeah.
I went a whole year without sex, and it wasn't because I was just going celibate. I just really felt like it was other things in life to worry about.
That's how I feel. Like, why? I feel like everybody just sex. That's so annoying.
Yes,
to
everybody
me.
Is sex crazy. Like,
it's so annoying to me. Like, even when, like, you start talking to a dude, like, if sex even come up,
I get like, so aggravated. I'd be like, I got cringe. Like,
that's so annoying. Like, that would get you cut off.
Exactly. Let us get there.
Right. Why are you even talking about it yet?
Exactly.
I don't know. People are different, though. I mean, if you like sex, you want
to. That's exactly sex, do then, it. Yeah. But don't say, I'm about to become celibate if you're not for real. Because, like I said, it's nothing to play
really
about.
Because people really out here being celibate. And
exactly.
That's crazy.
Just say you just. I don't know. Well, did we answer to really? If you really, want to stick to it, you have to be serious about it. That's something that you have. Exactly, you have to have self control.
Control, because
baby, the moment till the pocketbook.
When that girl
starts grabbing, you gotta be like, ooh, I want it so bad, but I ain't gonna call him, cause I've been there. Trust me.
You also when you drink, you know,
yes,
you get hot and ready. Sometimes you can't drink. You gotta skip out on things.
Exactly. If you know something that's gonna make you want it, you gotta avoid it.
Yeah.
Avoid that temptation.
If you know. You know, if you go around him or her, and you want to have sex, don't go around them.
Exactly.
Or do masturbate before you go.
Because I done masturbated plenty of times and still was like, okay, nigga, where you at? Like, that don't take that advice, baby.
Yeah. Well, some people don't have a high sex drive, so it might do help for them. But
Ooh, I like having people on my podcast. Time is going up. We got about 10 more minutes to chop it up with y'all before the time or not. But yeah, that's just something you have to be really serious about. That's something you can't play with.
You
have that self control.
Like, big control over
yourself. Yes. And not just for no little period of time. Like, this is something that you have to deal with mentally, physically, all that. No games. But don't do it if you ain't serious, because it's very tempting. Especially if you love sex.
You can still do it, though.
What?
I'm saying, if you love sex, you can still be celibate. You just gotta work extra hard.
Extra, extra hard. Hope that helped you out, sweetie. The last question. This is freaking ridiculous. And
it's ridiculous, ain't it?
Y'all be asking me the craziest stuff, and it be blowing me. But I'm gonna answer it.
Do not answer that.
I'm gonna answer it because she wanna know how. Don't ask me no crazy stuff like this no more. Okay, this question is, how do I tell this boy he is not making me nut? Just tell him. I mean, it depends on the type of dudes you're dealing with, though, because some dudes will get offended, and that's childish. Because how I see it, if you're having sex, you got to be mature about it. Like, don't do it if you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know how to handle certain situations when it comes to sex, don't have sex.
But then again, some dudes don't care if you don't nut.
Yes, I've came across a lot of people that's just like, they don't care if you nut. They're selfish. They're selfish.
Most dudes are like that. If you're not like they lady or something, then they just in it for the nut.
Exactly. And you have those that that do care. They do. They're there to please you. Like, they don't care if you make them nut either. They just want to please you.
You don't know if they're there, you know, to please you.
Because they'll tell you. They'll tell you.
But you can even tell from their actions, like when y'all having sex.
Mm-hmm.
If a dude just there to make himself nut, then
that's all he gonna do.
So.
But to answer, to just really tell just tell them, like, just be like, look, like, your shit ain't doing it for me. Like, do something
even,
else.
You can
like,
even say, like,
and after, a woman knows herself. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because I done forgot. Now, go ahead.
Okay, maybe I'll make you remember. Maybe I'll revive you. A woman knows her body. More than anybody. So even if you have to just direct him and just tell him like what makes you feel good, like do this, do that, let him know, and they shouldn't take offense of it. We having sex, like I'm telling you what I like, do it.
Right.
And if they do get offended, just be like, look, I can't have sex with you no more because you don't do it for me.
First off, if you ain't making me nothing, it's no point. What?
Exactly. Because if I had to hit my girls, I'd be like, bitch. Like.
And we do talk about
you. We definitely do. Because my girls know everything. I'd be like, girl, no. Like, it was stupid. But if you feel like you got to go back and try it again, and they come back and they just show you what they bought, then.
Right. And some dudes, when you do tell them, like, oh, if you do tell him, you know, he's not making you that or whatever, come. Some dudes take that as motivation. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you do tell him, he'll get motivated and put that work in.
Exactly. Next time, it's going to be better. And then you're going to be texting your girls. You're going to be like, it's going to go from bitch to bitch. Child. Oh, shit. I mean, I ain't even going to spend too much time on that. That's just tell them. I mean, that's, you have to be mature about sex. You have to know how to have them kind of conversations and, you know, don't nobody feel no type of way about it. Especially if that's somebody that you, you know, you feeling and y'all, you know, that's y'all, that's what y'all do. Like, y'all going to be sticking together and having sex all the time. Definitely let them know. That's that. So I just want to thank you guys for listening to us. This is the longest podcast that, or episode that I had on my podcast.
Really?
It is. And this is like, this is what I want though. Like, I really want to get to, you know, a point where my time is more than 20 minutes with you guys. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you all listened from the start to finish. If you didn't, you stupid.
Retarded.
Dumb as fuck. Like, but yes, make sure y'all stay tuned. I hope you guys stick
with
me.
Maybe I should have said retarded. Isn't that an offensive word?
I don't know. I don't care. But they just should have listened to the whole podcast. They wouldn't have to be called retarded. But yeah. Tell your friend, tell their friend, tell the cousin, uncle, baby daddy, auntie, cousin, Tracy, mistress, husband, wife, all that. Let them know by Sput and Chat with Shanti, our niece.
Period.
Follow me on Instagram at golden24_304_. Don't know. I always say it because I don't remember. My art IG, colormebliss_. Snapchat, Shanti211. Twitter, golden24 with 4 underscores. Make sure y'all follow your girl. Oh, and oh, no, you can do your own intro. I mean, your own little into your social media. Go ahead, because you only got about 3 on. Come on now.
I only have 1. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Deja_Carlese, DASIA_CARLESE.
She lied, y'all. She got a Snapchat too.
Oh, I do have Snapchat. That's Deja Carlese as well. Everything is Deja Carlese.
Follow my girl, period. So y'all can see what we buy. We live. Every day.
Thanks for having me, cuz.
Welcome.
Bye, y'all.
Peace out.
It was fun.
Okay, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Bye.